The father is the leader of the house. Are we together? The father is the leader of the house. You know, you got your alif, then the house. The father is the leader of the house. Okay? So, when you say you want to be a father, when you marry, you're saying that you're going to lead the house. Are we together? And since Aleph means first or one, the father is number one in the house. It comes before the house. Are we together? All right. Now, this father, the word ox also means one trained to bear a yoke. It refers to work. So the father, before you get married, you get a job to take care of your house. Are we together? All right. Now, notice the mother is Aleph and what? Mem. Aleph and Mem. Mem means water. Water. And water cleanses. Remember what I told the ladies the other time we were having a meeting? We said every home, every nation is as pure as what? It's women. Water cleanses. Are we together? Let me read a few things and I'll show you some things from here and you'll understand it better. Now, we looked at Aleph refers to the sacrificial ox. A mother works. A true mother is a hard worker. And the amazing thing about this word Aleph, the ox, is also a symbol of domestic work. So, if you're saying that you want to be a mother, you're saying that you're willing to work. Hello? In the house. Come on now. Because we have women today say, I don't want to do anything at home. I just want, no. We got to look at the origin of the word mother. What, when God coined those words, what was in God's mind? We need to look at that. All right. Well, another thing you see in the word, in our study, let's look at Mem and we'll come back to Aleph. I wrote here, speaking of Aleph, I said, a mother sacrifices of herself. A mother lays down her life for her family. See, if you notice, there's this thing about a mother. A mother goes the extra mile. She does more. The mother sometimes, in fact, takes care of the children more than the father. Am I right? Okay. It will amaze you that the word mem also means womb. And that's why it has an opening. It has an opening underneath. It has an opening because it refers to the womb. So, in your house, from the father's side, the mother comes first. So, if you're getting married, your wife comes before your children. Notice that it uses the word ox. And Hebrew letters read from right to left. Are we together? Greek letters read from left to right. Are we together? All right. So, remember we said the word Aleph means train to bear a yoke. And marriage is a yoking. And that's why 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14 says, be not unequally yoked together with what? With unbelievers. So, you have to yoke the same species. Aleph. You have to yoke the same species. So both of them have to be what? Both of them have to be what? Believers. Both of them have to be believers. The man is a believer. The sacrificial ox, it means God. So God must be first in his life. He must be trained to be under a yoke. So the man has to be under God's authority. And the woman is under what? God's authority. Jesus Christ said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. For many people, marriage is a burden. Am I right? And he says, take my what? Yoke upon you. And what? And learn of me. And he says, then you find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy. And what? and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. So if a man and his wife realize that, okay, I am the Ab. In other words, Aleph and Beth. I lead the house. And to lead the house, God must be first in my life. Are we together? God must be first in my life. And this is my wife, Aleph Mem. So my wife comes first before the children. If I put the women with the children first before my wife, the yoking. Are you seeing that? So you're going to have problem in your marriage unless you do it God's way. What was in God's mind when he said father and what? And mother. Because you just assume you get married and you just focus on your children. My children, spend all your money on your children, give them what they want, but you forget your wife. There's a problem in the yoking. Are we together? There's a problem in the yoking. And if you're going to have a great marriage, God must be first in your life. God must be first where? In your wife's life. Are we together? So that the yoking can be proper. The yoking can flow together. Not that you this is the sacrificial ox and you're carrying the children. No. It's going to be you and your wife. Can I get an amen? That's why if you notice, the Bible says you should honor your father and your mother. Some people only honor father. They don't respect their mother. The Bible says a foolish son despises his mother. So the way you treat your mother is a measure of your wisdom. It says a foolish son despises his mother. A foolish one. So how do you respond to your mother? You can hear people say, I want to send money to my father. But few send to their mother. And some say, I'm going to send to my father. And they don't send to their mother. So my mother is a useless woman. She left my father. He said, you honor what? Your father and what? And your mother. And that word honor is the word kabad. It refers to heaviness. In other words, treat your parents with value. So if you honor your father and your mother, it says, it shall be well with you. It says your days will be prolonged upon earth. So when I look at someone that dies quickly, I can trace it to the fact that he doesn't really honor his parents. He may give them money, but doesn't value them. Papa, shut up. Papa, shut up. Shut up. What you do for me? Shut up. The Bible says a generation that curses his father and mother. See that one, it says the vulture will pluck out his eyes. In other words, he will not have revelation. When you see a man of God that has a revelation, know that he has respect for his mother and for his father. I have great regard for my parents. So you that you are a man, you are the one that will instill that value in your children. Some men have no value or respect for their wives. That's the mother of your children. Aleph and Mem. You are the Aleph and you lead the house. For some women, they want to take care of the house and leave what? Their husbands. No. The husband first before the children. If we don't have it God's way, we can't have God's result. He said, my yoke is easy. And marriage is a yoking. So if marriage is painful and burdensome, we are not doing it God's way. So the Lord began to speak to me, saying, I should look at the words. You know, I don't do all these things. He said, look at the words and see what I had in those words. I began to look, Aleph and Mem. Aleph and Beth. Beth is the house. The father leads the house. And look at my order. The father comes first. For the woman, the man is first. Before the birth, before the house. You know why house? Because in those days, men married more than one wife. And house again, you may have your relatives in the house. See, the woman might have a sister, a brother, a cousin, or the man's people. No, the man comes first before those in the house. Are we together? I said, are we together? All right. Let's look at a few things. We're still riding on this. So we said a mother lays down her life for the family. Now, Mem symbolizes water. Water refreshes. Water cleanses. A woman's spiritual health will go a long way to influence the family. A woman's spiritual health. If you look at the family of Isaac, God had spoken before the children were born that the elder shall serve the younger. But Isaac wanted to bless Esau. If Rebecca was not a smart woman, the blessing would have gone to the wrong person. You say, how do you mean? When Isaac blessed Jacob, he said, I have blessed him and he is blessed. In other words, the blessing I put on Jacob is irreversible. And God didn't want it to go, the blessing to go to Esau, because Esau was profane. In other words, God will have to start again. So Rebecca, using her own strength, told her son what to do. And she being a sacrificial ox. Jacob said, if my father finds out, he will curse me. You know what Rebecca said? Your curse be upon me. And that's exactly how mothers talk. If the child is sick, they say, I will this sickness will be upon me. Why? Because she sacrifices herself for those she gave birth to. When a woman's son dies or daughter dies, they say, why was it not me? See, it's in their DNA. Aleph and Mem. Are we together? So if you're a woman and you've not come to that point where your children, they are so valuable to you. Knowing your husband is first. Valuable to you. Your children, you know, some women can give up their children to go and look for money. And their child suffers all kinds of abuse. Don't forget, Aleph, Mem. God must be first in your life as a mother. God must be number one as a mother. After God, when you and your husband stand, your wife. And the quality of the woman you marry, those of you who stay for second and third service, you see the consequences of marriage. The consequences. Why? Because every man is listening to a woman. Do you know that Jesus did not begin his ministry until his mother told him to perform miracle? He even told the woman, he says, my hour is not yet. But when you read John chapter 2 verse 11, it says, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and his disciples believed on him. John 2 verse 11. That's how powerful the influence of a mother is. So you don't just choose a woman and say, I want to marry you. You must understand that that woman is going to have great influence on your children. They came from her womb. A woman finished dancing before Herod. And Herod said, what will I give you? She ran to her mother and said, what will I ask? The man was willing to give her half of the kingdom. Her mother said, ask for John the Baptist's head. That's what she came to ask for. Never underestimate the influence of a mother. Never underestimate it. You want to marry, you know, that woman is going to have great influence on your children. And your mother's spiritual health goes a long way to affect a home. A lot of women don't know that. They say, I'll marry one very strong Christian brother. You don't know Aleph Mem. You don't understand it. Water cleanses. Water purifies. Look at John the Baptist when he was born. The father would have given, in fact, the father would have stopped that child from being born because of his unbelief. And the woman said, his name is John. Never underestimate the influence of a man. When Isaac sent away Jacob, Rebecca first came to Isaac and said, see, these wives that Esau married, he said I should go there. Genesis 27. Let me show you something. We're going to look at the last verse. Verse 46. And Rebecca said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do to me?